right, here we are back at it.
Good to have you along for the conversation, by the way. And, you know, just a terrible, I don't know how this happens in America. 6 people dead, 24 hurt, after a shooting at a parade in Highland Park, Illinois. It's about 25 minutes north of Chicago, right? And it is just, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. Of course, the call for gun control doesn't make sense to me either. I'm a gun owner. The world is not safer if you disarm me. But I don't know how all these insane people continue to be. I've seen the suspect in this case. 22 years old, Robert Crimmo III. Tattoos on his face, tattoos all around. I mean, you don't have anything against tattoos per se, but I mean, this guy looks a little different, I suppose. He was arrested 6:30 last night by police in North Chicago. But this comes after 6 people are dead, at least 31 are wounded. You've got people like Nick Toledo, a guy in his 70s, killed. You've got Jackie Sundheim. I don't have her age, a devout member of her Jewish congregation, killed. Why? This guy stands up there on the top of a building shooting strangers. Why? It's jaw-dropping, it's senseless, and I don't know what the answer is anymore. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how you prevent these things from occurring time and again. I don't know how you there's not going to be a disarming of America. That's not going to happen. Then this punk, 22, would have been outside the 18 to 21, just conveniently outside the 18 to 21 age bracket being discussed as a gun control measure in America to prevent, you know, 18 to 21-year-olds from buying semi-automatic rifles. This wouldn't have fixed it. And it wouldn't have fixed it. So you sit here and you say, how do we fix this? And the answer is, I don't know what the deal is anymore. I mean, it was a war zone. It was an absolute war zone in the streets there. And for the people of Highland Park, they're scarred forever. So how do we get past that, my friends? How do we stop this from occurring? I'm open to ideas. Because I'm honestly tired of doing stories like this. Didn't used to do them. Not like this, not at this frequency. Didn't seem to. And it's just, you know, it's like we have, and don't fall into the trap of there's been 3,000 mass shootings. No, there haven't. There's been a few, but they've been awful. Uvalde, Buffalo. Now this one in Highland Park. There is just, it's just destruction. Human destruction for no purpose. And it makes you wonder, I mean, to me, it's all too convenient how, we got this gun control conversation, so suddenly we've got another mass shooting. Maybe the tinfoil hat's getting the best of me. Maybe it is. Because you start to say, now, wait a second. All too convenient. All too convenient. And at the same time, you have people like Stacey Abrams, you know, running for governor in Georgia, asking for massive amounts of gun control. But she spends huge money, $500,000, on very well-armed security for herself. Very well-armed, very well-disciplined security for herself. She's made 9 payments so far, anywhere from $39,000 to almost $57,000 to make sure that she is protected make sure she is protected when she's in public. Protection for me, but not for you. Protection for me, but not for you. So, you know, clearly, it's a double standard, and clearly we have to figure out something on this. We can't sit here and continue to have conversations about gun control, and we're not going anywhere, and it's not getting any better, and you have to say, what the hell is the problem? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know. So I'll take, you can go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note, stevegruber.com, drop me a note, you tell me. How do we do better? How do we stop seeing headlines like this? How do we stop having people go to parades? You know, and whether it's a car driving through the crowd or a guy standing on top of a building with a rifle, this mass attack on humanity has got to stop. You know, I was at the greatest 4th of July parade in America yesterday, I believe. Boyne City, Michigan. Greatest 4th of July parade in America. Thousands of people. It's a small town. Thousands of people turn out every year. It's great. It's a great 4th of July parade. Fireworks were over the top as well, as they always are. And it's, but you can't have gatherings like that if you're going to be targeted by maniacs. Maniacs. Now, there's a tremendous amount of law enforcement there. A tremendous amount. And so, but I don't want to live in an armed camp either, where you can't go anywhere without feeling like you have to have a battalion of police officers around to make sure the situation is safe. Anyhow, something for you to consider. Again, take it to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. Stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. We'll check it out. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.